Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي ومن أهلي ومن الماء البارد أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته Respected علماء Honorable elders, my young friends, and brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us with innumerable favors. Countless favors. He has granted us existence from nothing. And thereafter, granted us everything that we needed. Material favors, spiritual favors, health, wealth, deen, iman, our brothers and sisters. Despite all our shortcomings, entertaining good thoughts for us. This is also a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know what we are. We are all aware that our life in public is very different from our life at home, our life behind closed doors, our life during the darkness of the night. Despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sattar, the concealer, conceals our faults. How merciful is that Creator? How kind is that Creator? How affectionate is that Creator? How compassionate is that Creator? Who does not disgrace us? Nathi hal ki jab hame apni khabar, rahe dekhte logon ke aib o hunar. Bahadur Shah Zafar, the last of the Mughal kings, was a poet too. He says, Nathi hal ki jab hame apni khabar, rahe dekhte logon ke aib o hunar. For as long as I was unaware of my religious and spiritual condition, rahe dekhte logon ke aib o hunar, I continued to look at the qualities and the faults of others. He has this quality, he has this quality, he is so nice, he is so good, but he has this shortcoming, he has this problem. Despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not appointing us, reckon us for people, we from morning till evening continue to reckon people. We have become muhasib. He has so many good qualities and so many bad qualities. This person is pious, this person is impious. This person is good, this person is evil. The person who remains engaged in looking at the faults of others will never progress in life. Only that person will be able to progress who is able to assess his life on a daily basis. Nathi hal ki jab hame apni khabar, rahe dekhte logon ke aib o hunar. For as long as I was unaware of my own spiritual and dini condition, I continued to look at the faults and good qualities of others. I continued to assess other people. Where does he stand as far as Allah is concerned, as far as deen is concerned, as far as spiritual progress is concerned. Through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day I was granted the tawfiq to assess my life. And when I began assessing my life, my 24 hours, my actions, and when I saw the filth in my life, padi apni buraiyon par jo nazar, when I was able to see my filth, padi apni buraiyon par jo nazar, to jahan mein koi bura na raha. Then there was nobody worse than me on the surface of this earth. I came to the conclusion that I am the worst of the people. We all know this, my friends. Each and every one of us is aware of his filth that lie within his heart. It is for this reason Imam Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala, a great muhaddith and a great faqih, one of the luminaries of the ummah, a personality to whom the ummah is indebted, Imam Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala, whenever he used to find himself in a situation where somebody would praise him, he would immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma anta a'lamu bi min nafsi. Allahumma anta a'lamu bi min nafsi. Oh Allah, you are more aware of me than my own self. You are more aware of me than my own self. I know I am filthy. But there are so many wrong actions in my life which I am not even aware of, that they are wrong actions. Sometimes we show humbleness, humility. In reality, it is not humbleness. It is not humility. It is pride. We say words of humility. We use words of humbleness. No. I am a very sinful person. No, I am very bad. Where do we use these words? We use these words where we are sure that the audience will not accept these words. They have so much aqidat for me, they have so much love for me, they have so much admiration for me, they have so much faith in me, that if I say, no, I am a very sinful person, they will never accept. That is where we use these words. And where we have an audience of people who do not know us, there we mention our status, our qualities. I am this, I am that. But that audience who is aware of our good qualities, according to our thinking, we will always use humble words. No, I am not like this. No, I am not what Maulana has said about me. I am a very sinful person. And sometimes we are also misled by shaitan to think that I am very humble. I have humility, I have tawadu. Whereas, this is pride in the guise of humbleness. What we wish from the audience is to praise us and admire us more. That a person of such a high stature, and he is saying, I am nothing. What a great man. Even we ourselves are not aware of ourselves as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Because because he is fully aware of what lies within our hearts. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what our hearts hide. إِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. If you disclose what lies within your hearts, or if you conceal what lies within your hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reckon you on the day of Qiyamah. So Imam Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala, when praised by people, used to say, Allahumma, O Allah, anta a'lamu bi min nafsi. You are more aware of me than my own self. Wa ana a'lamu bi nafsi min an-nas. And I am more aware of myself than the people. What I can see in my life, people cannot see. I will be here amongst you for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You will be able to observe me for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. End of the story. What I do after those 3 hours, only I know. And Allah knows. What I will do after 11 o'clock, you do not know. Where I will spend the night, how I will spend the night, what I will say, what I will do, what I will think, only I am aware. So Imam Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala used to say when praised by people, Allahumma anta a'lamu bi min nafsi, O Allah, you are more aware of me than my own self. Wa ana a'lamu bi nafsi min an-nas, and I know myself more than the people. And I know that I am not what these people are saying about me. I know my weaknesses, I know my shortcomings. So he used to further say, Allahumma ghfir li ma la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive me for those actions that they are not aware of. Husn-e-dhan, good thoughts in the hearts of Muslim brothers and sisters is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my friends. Oh Allah, I am not of that stature. They are saying what they know. But I know, you know, that there are certain other weaknesses in my life which they are not aware of. So Allah, Allahumma gfirli ma la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive me for what they do not know. And there are certain things that you have implanted in their hearts and minds regarding me, which is not a fact, which is not a reality. They probably think I perform tahajjud on a daily basis, whereas you and I know I don't. They probably think I never sin, but you know I sin, I know I sin. So Allah, whatever they are saying regarding me, which is not a reality, which is not a reality, this is a sheer bounty from you, that despite not having a certain quality, you are making your servants say that I have this quality. This is a sheer bounty and grace from you. Oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq to be grateful to you so that I may become according to the thoughts of these people. Because this ni'mat that you have granted me, that my brothers, my sisters, they have good thoughts regarding me, and to the extent that they entertain certain things in their hearts and minds which I don't even have in my life. But they say that he is like this and he is like this and he is like this. They say he is very generous. I am not generous, I know. They say he is a person of ilm. I am not a person of ilm, I know.
They entertain this thought that I am a muttaqi. I am a God fearing person. I am not a muttaqi. They think I am a wali of yours. You and I know I am not a wali of yours. This favor that you have granted me, this favor, oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq to be grateful to you for this ni'mat by becoming the way they think of me, by adopting and acquiring these qualities, these habits. Because if you do not grant me the tawfiq, if I do not become the way they think about me, and if I remain as I am, evil, then I will be punished by you on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah, I am asking you for two things. Allahumma gfirli ma la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive me for everything that they do not know. Wala tu'akhidni bima yaqulun. And do not punish me for whatever they are saying. Because they are saying things out of admiration for me. I don't possess these qualities. And this is a favor from you. If I am not grateful to you for this favor, and if I don't try to become like that, then on the day of Qiyamah you will punish me. Oh Allah, do not punish me for whatever they are saying. And my friends, let us always learn to have good thoughts for people. Suspicious thoughts are impermissible in Islam. إِيَّاكَ وَالظَّنَّ فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that stay away from suspicious thoughts. Never think negative about people. Always have good thoughts regarding people. Always try to find a reason for the mistake of your brother. You have performed your Isha Salat. After Isha Salat, you left the masjid, you came out of the masjid, and you saw two Muslim brothers just passing by the masjid. Negative thought is they have not performed their Isha Salat. And good thought is they may have performed their Isha Salat in another masjid. I am not aware. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم. Suspicious thoughts are impermissible in Islam. Always entertain good thoughts regarding people. Why? Entertaining good thoughts will always bring positive results. And entertaining suspicious thoughts and negative thoughts will always bring negative result. In this world also, if we entertain positive thoughts for people, and if we find or try to find excuses for their shortcomings, for their mistakes, we will find that the love for this brother is increasing in our hearts. And my heart is coming closer and closer to this person. And if we entertain suspicious thoughts regarding people, we will find that the love for this Muslim brother is decreasing daily. And a time will come when we will realize that there is no love now. And slowly, slowly hatred will settle in. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prevented the ummah from distancing themselves from each other. La tahasadu, do not entertain jealousy for one another. وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا, do not show your backs to each other. That means when you meet each other, do not turn your faces away from each other. Wala tabaghazu, do not entertain hatred in your hearts for each other. Wakunu ibadallahi ikhwana. O the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remain in this world as brothers. Because you are brothers. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. We are all imani brothers. We are all dini brothers. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. Al-Muslimu mir'atul Muslim. Muslim is a mirror of another Muslim. Allahu Akbar. A Muslim is a mirror of another Muslim. What is the function of a mirror? When you stand in front of the mirror, what does the mirror do? The mirror points out your faults, that there is a dirty spot on your face. It points out your fault. There is something on your beard. The jubba that you are wearing is not suitable for you. You have not tied your amama properly. It points out your faults. But it only points out the faults to you, nobody else. It doesn't speak to anybody else. It doesn't say, I saw Ibrahim today and Ibrahim had this fault. Ismail had this fault. Ahmad has this fault. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Muslimu mir'atul Muslim. Muslim is a mirror. And what is the function of a mirror? To point out the faults of the person who comes in front of him without mentioning that fault to anybody else. And what does the mirror do? Function number two. Whilst pointing out your faults, it also appreciates your good qualities. This jubba doesn't suit you, but your glasses are superb, and your cap is superb, and your amama is superb. This is the second function of a mu'min. In private, he will tell his Muslim brother that there is a shortcoming. And I am pointing out that shortcoming to make you even better. But alhamdulillah, you already have this quality, this quality, this quality, this quality. You are superb. It points out both faults and good qualities. And what is our attitude? What is our behavior? Our attitude, our behavior is that we will never point out the faults of our Muslim brother in front of him. We will mislead him. Oh, you are like this, and you are like this, and you are like this, and you are like this. We will praise him. Praise him more than the praise that he deserves. And what is this on our part? It is hypocrisy on our part. It is not akhlaq. It is not love for our Muslim brother. It is hypocrisy. You are like this, you are like this, you are like this, you are like this. We are praising him not for him. We are praising him for ourselves. I want him to think good about me. That, oh, he is a very nice friend of mine. So that when I need him, I can use him. This is the reality of our community, my brothers. And we need to discuss these realities, and we need to accept these bitter realities. And we need to make firm resolutions to change these realities. Change this situation. Then only the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend. آج بھی ہو جو ابراہیم سا ایمہ پیدا آگ کر سکتی ہے انداز گلستہ پیدا فضائے بدر پیدا کر فرشتے تیری نصرت کو اتر سکتے ہیں گردوں میں قطار اندر قطار ربی. If we become like Ibrahim alayhi salam, If we become like the participants of the Battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, Umar radiyallahu anhu, Ali radiyallahu anhu, and the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, we will today, despite having no resources whatsoever, see the glory of Islam again. The fault does not lie with the enemies of Islam. The fault lies with the Muslims themselves. We need to change. We need to change. If we change, then the attitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards us will change. And if we remain as we are, then the attitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remain as it is. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. If we wish to change the situation throughout the world, we will need to change our behavior. We will need to become perfect Muslims. We will need to become complete believers and complete mu'min. Then the situation will change. We are carrying so much filth in our hearts. So much filth. Hasad, jealousy is there. Hatred is there. Looking down upon people. I am the best. I am the best. I must remain the best. Any threat should be removed immediately. Yehi tujhko dhun hai rahu sabse bala. This is your obsession. This is your obsession. Rahu sabse bala. I want to remain right at the top. I want to remain right at the top. I should be the best in everything. In my looks, I should be the best. In every area, I should be the best. Yehi tujhko dhun hai rahu sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Everything I wear should be unique, best. Mobile, best. Car, best. My jacket, my trousers, my jeans, my cap, my amama. I should be right at the top. Yehi tujhko dhun hai rahun sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala. The one who is going to one day face death, is this the type of life he lives? That I should be right at the top. I should be number one in everything. I should be the boss. I should be the king. I should be the gang leader. Only that should happen that I say. This is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the quality of makhluk. This is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna rabbaka fa'alun lima yureed. Whatever I desire must happen. And only that happens what I desire. This is the quality of Allah, not the quality of makhluk. We need to change our attitude, my friends. We need to change our behavior. We praise people. We praise people. Despite being the mirror, we praise people and we flatter people. Praise more than he deserves. For him, no, for ourselves. Because we will only praise this individual during selected moments. If our praise is to bring some benefit to him, we will not praise him there. We will praise him where he cannot benefit from his praise. But we will be able to benefit from this person one day. Whenever we need him, I will use him. And as far as faults are concerned, we will never mention his faults to our brother. We will mention his faults to other people. He is like this and he is like this and he is like that. I know him. I know him. I spend all my day with him. You know I am his very close friend. I know him more than anybody else. You don't know him. Always have positive thoughts for our Muslim brothers. Negative thoughts, impermissible. Suspicious thoughts, impermissible. The consequences of negative thoughts is negative. The consequences of positive thoughts is positive. In this world and also in the hereafter. The problem today in our community is that we do not trust anybody. We are friends with everybody, but we don't trust anybody. Why? Always suspicious thoughts. Suspicious. Is he my friend? Does he really love me? Is he associated to me or is he associated to somebody else? Is he spying on me? Is he coming here to take some information out from me? We don't trust anybody because we don't love anybody. Because we don't entertain good thoughts regarding people. Negative consequences in this world for negative thoughts, and for positive thoughts, positive consequences, and also in the hereafter. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will be brought in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his book of deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find certain positive thoughts that he entertained for his Muslim brother or brothers. On this date, at this time, he entertained a positive thought for his Muslim brother, a good thought. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question him regarding that good thought. Allah will not say that you entertain a good thought regarding your local imam, that my imam is so pious that I am 100% sure he is performing his tahajjud salat regularly. Allah will not say that. What proof did you have for this positive thought, for this good thought? Allah will not question. Good thought will not be questioned for. Good thought will be immediately rewarded on the day of Qiyamah. Despite that good thought and positive thought being wrong, the imam was not performing his salat tahajjud regularly. Despite this thought being wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant reward for this good thought, for this positive thought. And as for negative thoughts, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find suspicious thoughts, negative thoughts regarding brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question. What proof have you got for this thought that you entertained? Did you have any proof? You saw somebody's face, the color of the face, the paleness of the face, the eyes, the lips, and you came to the conclusion that he is a drug addict. And he was a drug addict. But you had no proof. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be questioned. What proof did you have for entertaining this suspicious thought regarding a Muslim brother? And if this person will not be able to substantiate this thought with proof, he will be punished for this thought. So for good and positive thoughts, proof is not needed. For evil and suspicious and negative thoughts, proof is required. Why should we not entertain those thoughts which are more easier to deal with on the day of Qiyamah and which are more profitable on the day of Qiyamah? So good thoughts of Muslim brothers is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with servants according to their thoughts. So despite our being filthy, If people think good about us, inshallah, because of the barakah of their good thoughts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day will make us good. It is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many favors, so many ni'mats, innumerable favors, Allahu Akbar, innumerable favors, countless favors. There are favors which we realize to be favors. Eyes, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ears, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tongue, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hands, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fingers, joints, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are those favors which, despite being in this world for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, we don't realize them to be favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those favors which we are unable to realize as being favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are far more greater in number than those favors which we are able to realize to be the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine the number of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshrouds us with so many favors, if He bestows upon us so many favors, every second we breathe, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we never realize that to be a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dr. Abdullah Arifi, rahimahullah ta'ala, the Shaykh of Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafidhahullah Ta'ala and Mufti Rafi Usmani Sahib Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, one of the leading khulafa of Hakimul Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, a great personality. First he was a lawyer by profession, then he became a homeopathic doctor by profession. And when he was studying at the Aligarh University, from his student days, he established his connection with Hakimul Ummah, rahimahullah ta'ala, right from his young days. And he says that, I never used to do anything without consulting my Shaykh. And he used to say that my connection with Hakimul Ummah, rahimahullah ta'ala, remained until he passed away, which was approximately 10 to 14 years. In these 10 to 14 years, never did a week pass when I did not inform him of my spiritual and religious condition, and when I did not take guidance from him. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the father of Mufti Taqi Usmani Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, used to say when he was alive that the number of statements, the number of anecdotes that Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has in his memory from our Shaykh Hakimul Ummat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, no other Khalifa has those number of statements. And he has compiled many books on the anecdotes of Hakimul Ummat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He himself says that one day I said to Hakimul Ummat, rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat, I come in your gathering, number one, to benefit from you. I come with the intention of sohbah, because company does have an effect on a person. Sohbate saleh tura saleh kunad, sohbate taleh tura taleh kunad. The company of the pious will make you pious, and the company of the impious will make you impious. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he has a unique style of explaining things. He makes out a small story, and from that story, he takes out a moral, a lesson. He says, one day I went into the public bath to have a bath. And he said, there I saw a piece of soil lying on the ground with very nice fragrance emanating from it. So he said, I started speaking to that piece of soil and I said, are you made of amber or musk? So Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah says that that piece of soil replied, I am neither musk nor amber. I am that simple soil that is found on the earth. So Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah says that I questioned, why are you smelling so nice? Such a nice fragrance is emanating from you. So he said, because I was fortunate to be under a flower tree. I was fortunate to be part of that earth where a flower tree grew, and one of the branches of the flower tree was hanging on me, and I was fortunate to be in the company of flowers with nice fragrance. That is why I am smelling with fragrance. After mentioning this, Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Alayhi gives the moral. Sohbate Saleh Tura Saleh Kunad. The company of the good will make you good. Sohbate Taleh Tura Taleh Kunad. The company of the evil will make you evil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said that the company of a pious person is like a perfume seller. If you befriend a perfume seller, then when you go to visit him, he will give you a bottle of perfume, if he is very generous and big-hearted. And if he is not so big-hearted, he will take out a bottle of perfume from his pocket and he will apply some perfume on your body. And if he is stingy, if he is not generous at all, then you will not deprive yourself of the fragrance of perfume when you go to visit him. You will definitely come back with something, at least the fragrance. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the example of an evil friend is that of a blacksmith. If you go to visit a blacksmith, then the furnace will burn your clothes. If the furnace does not burn your clothes, at least you will come back with some dirt on your clothes. And if you are very, very careful, then you will not deprive yourself of the smoke in that room where he is working. Good company will have a good effect on you. Evil company will have an evil effect on you. Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, says, Kisi ehle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Kisi ehle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse a gaya hai jeena, usse a gaya hai marna. O akhtar, if a person was fortunate to acquire the company of a person with a heart. Now my young friends will say, everybody has a heart. Now a person with a heart means a person with a heart which is enlightened with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that heart which does not have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only a piece of flesh. It is not a heart. Only that heart is worthy of being called a heart which is adorned with the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo gul gul nahi jisme bu nahi. That flower is not a flower which does not have fragrance. It is a flower, plastic flower, but it does not have fragrance, no value. Wo gul gul nahi jisme bu nahi. That flower is not a flower which does not have fragrance. Wo dil dil nahi jisme tu nahi. That heart is not a heart which does not have you, O Allah. That heart is not a heart which does not have Allah. So people of the heart, this is a technical term. People of the heart means people who have a heart that is adorned with the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے، الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا. حاجی امداد اللہ مہاجر مکی رحمہ اللہ تعالی یوزڈ ٹو سے کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے. او اللہ، somebody is asking from you something and somebody else is asking from you something else. What do I want from you? الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا. او اللہ، I want you from you. I want you. Those people who adorn their hearts with the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in times of adversities, even during times of calamities, when they know that my Allah is punishing me, they run away from Allah towards Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah. From whom? Run towards Allah from Allah. They turn to Allah only. And they can only see Allah. Wherever they look around them, say Allah, Allah. Because إِذَا سَلُحَتْ سَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. If the heart becomes perfect, if the heart becomes pious, the whole body is pious. And if the heart becomes corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. If the heart is adorned with the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if the heart is occupied with the love for Allah, then the ears will hear Allah only and the eyes will see Allah only. تیرا آئینہ عالم رنگ و بو ہے. مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمہ اللہ تعالی سے تیرا آئینہ عالم رنگ و بو ہے، جدھر دیکھتا ہوں ادھر تو ہی تو ہے. Wherever I see, I can see you only, O Allah. I can see you only, Allah. I can see, when I look at the sun, I cannot see the sun, I can see the creator of the sun. When I look at the moon, I appreciate the creator of the moon, not the moon. When I am listening to a speaker, I cannot see the speaker. I can see the creator behind him who is making him speak. Gulistan mein ja ke har ek gul ko dekha. When I went into the garden, I saw various flowers. Some blue, some yellow, some pink, some red. Different in color. And the fragrance was different also. But whichever flower I saw your color in it. And whichever flower I smelled your fragrance. Gulistan mein ja ke har ek gul ko dekha. Teri si hi rangat, teri si hi bu hai. وہ دل دل نہیں جس میں تو نہیں. That heart is not a heart, it is only a piece of flesh where you do not reside, O my Allah. Those people who fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, every moment of their lives they are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں. او اللہ، پلیز گرانٹ می دس فیور دیٹ آئی ہیئر یور نیم ود ایوری ہارٹ بیٹ آف مائنڈ. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں. اینڈ اف یو ایکسپٹ دس پریئر آف مائنڈ، مزہ آ جائے مولا. او اللہ، دیٹ ول بی اے لائف آف گریٹ ایکسٹسی. مزہ آ جائے مولا، دل بدل دے، چینج مائی ہارٹ. تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے، مائی اونلی وش از دیٹ آئی بیکم یوز. تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے، بس اتنی ہے تمنا. دس از مائی اونلی وش، دل بدل دے، چینج مائی ہارٹ. دس از واٹ از نیڈیڈ مائی فرینڈز. 24 hours in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, ma tala'at shamsun wala gharubat illa wa anta fi qalbi wa waswasi. When a person reaches that stage, how does he feel? Wallahi, ma tala'at shamsun wala gharubat illa wa anta fi qalbi wa waswasi wala jalastu ila qawmin uhadithuhum illa wa anta hadithi bayna jullasi. Wallahi, by Allah, ma tala'at shamsun wala gharubat. The sun neither rises nor sets, but in the state that my heart and mind is remembering you. That means at sunrise, at sunset, in between sunrise and sunset, in between sunset and sunrise, you are in my heart and you are in my mind. Illa wa anta fi qalbi wa waswasi. Wala jalastu ila qawmin uhaddisuhum. Whenever I sit with my friends to talk. Wala jalastu ila qawmin uhaddisuhum. Whenever I sit with my friends to talk about gapshap, this and that, gossips. He says, وَلَا جَلَسْتُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ أُحَدِّثُهُمْ. Whenever I sit with my friends to talk, إِلَّا وَأَنْتَ حَدِيثِ بَيْنَ جُلَّاسِ. My only topic of discussion is you. وَلَا هَمَمْتُ بِشُرُبِ الْمَاءِ مِنْ ذَمَئِنْ. Allah Akbar. وَلَا هَمَمْتُ بِشُرُبِ الْمَاءِ مِنْ ذَمَئِنْ. Whenever I intend to drink water out of thirst, إلا رأيت خيالا منك في الكأس. When I pick up the glass of water and when I look into the water, I see you, Allah. The person with the heart is he who adorns his heart with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is of two types. Heart is dhakir, heart is ghafil. Zakir Ghafil. Our hearts are Ghafil. Let us go from here with this firm resolution that from today we will endeavor to make our hearts Zakir. If the heart becomes Zakir, if the heart is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, then the eyes will always remember Allah. The ears will always remember Allah. The tongue will always remember Allah. The hands will always remember Allah. The tongue, remembering Allah means, it will not speak anything that displeases Allah. The ears, remembering Allah means, they will not hear anything that displeases Allah. The eyes, remembering Allah all the time means, the eyes will not see anything that will displease Allah. Make the heart zakir. Masalul الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر كمثل الحي والميت. The person whose heart is zakir is a living person, and the person whose heart is not zakir is a dead person. A person with a ghafil heart is a dead person. A person with a zakir heart is a living person. That heart is not a heart. It is only a piece of meat that does not have the love for Allah, that does not have the remembrance of Allah. Why? Because it is a dead heart. It is a dead heart. Kisi ehle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, use a gaya hai jeena, use a gaya hai marna. If a person was fortunate to acquire the company of a person with a heart which is adorned with the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will know how to live and he will know how to die. He will know how to live. He will know how to live his life according to the pleasure of Allah. And he will know how to die. He will know how to die according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala is in his final stages. And what is he saying? Ya Kareem, O Kareem, Ya Kareem, O Kareem, Ya Kareem, O Kareem. And while saying Ya Kareem, O Kareem, Ya Kareem, O Kareem, his soul departs from this world. Kisi ehle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, use a gaya hai jeena, use a gaya hai marna. He will die according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he was fortunate to acquire the company of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahimahullahu ta'ala, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahimahullahu ta'ala, Maulana Abdul Rahim Raipuri rahimahullahu ta'ala, Maulana Abdul Qadir Raipuri rahimahullahu ta'ala, Maulana Ilyas rahimahullahu ta'ala, Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani rahimahullahu ta'ala. So he knew how to live and he knew how to die. Muhaddis Abu Zura'a rahimahullahu ta'ala was fortunate to have the company of the pious in his days. So he knew how to live according to the pleasure of Allah and he knew how to live. He had to die according to the pleasure of Allah. Final moments, he is lying on his deathbed, unconscious. And his students were discussing amongst themselves that our Sheikh is a very great muhaddis. How can we do talqeen of the kalima? It will be disrespectful to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He is a person of a very high status. He is a wali of Allah. So one of them said, I know what to do. So he said, what? He said, I will make him recite a hadith which contains the kalima. So he said, Hadrat, Shaykh, can you narrate to us this hadith which has been narrated by this who narrates from him, who narrates from him? And he stopped. Can you narrate to us this hadith which is narrated by this person, which you narrate from this person, who narrates from that person, who narrates from that person? He opened his eyes. And he started from there. He started that he narrates from this person, and he narrates from this person, and he narrates from the Sahabi, and Sahabi narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah. The hadith is, Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah. The person whose last word is la ilaha illallah before dying, dakhal al jannah, he will enter Jannah. So one of the students made him narrate this hadith at the time of death. So he started narrating that he heard from him, and he heard from him, he heard from the Sahabi, and the Sahabi heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah. That is where his soul departed, and instead of saying dakhal al jannah, he actually went into Jannah. Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, and that is where his soul departed. Dakhal al jannah, he went into Jannah. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, use a gaya hai jeena, use a gaya hai marna. I always tell my friends that there may have been thousands of awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who may have departed from this world reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah. But no one like Abu Zura'ah. That Abu Zura'ah is reciting the kalima whilst at the same time narrating the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is narrating the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whilst narrating the hadith, he says, Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, and he departs from this world. We need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was saying Dr. Abdul Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala, how many favors of Allah upon us. So Dr. Abdul Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say, the number of anecdotes that he has in his memory, no other Khalifa has those in memory. And I have heard Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib hafizahullah ta'ala say that sometimes we used to hear certain gems of knowledge from Dr. Abdullah Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala that we could not find in any of the books. This sohbah transformed him into a person. He was not an alim who had graduated from a madrasa. This sohbah with talab, with eagerness, with zeal, sohbah with love of the Shaykh, sohbah with admiration and aqidah for the Shaykh, and sohbah with continuity transformed him into a personality who was visited by the likes of my Shaykh, Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Ludhianvi rahimahullah ta'ala, and Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib hafidhahullah ta'ala, and Mufti Muhammad Rafi Usmani Sahib hafidhahullah ta'ala. So he said, Shaykh, I come into your gathering. Number one, my intention is to benefit from your company. Whenever we go to our Shaykh's majlis, we should go with this intention, that I want to benefit from his company. Thereafter, from his knowledge, company. I want his effect to rub off onto me. I want something to come from his heart into my heart. That should be the intention. And thereafter, he says that the second intention is that if I am able to grasp what my Shaykh is saying, then I can convey the same to other people who are not fortunate to be in my Shaykh's company. But Hadrat, whenever I come, I listen very carefully. And when you are speaking, I understand everything and I grasp everything. But as soon as I walk out of your majlis, I cannot remember a single thing. I cannot remember a single thing. Make dua for me. Hakimul Ummah, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, Dr. Sahib, continue coming to the majalis and continue listening carefully to whatever I say with the intention of conveying to people. A time will come when I will depart from this world. Whenever you need to talk to people and say something to people, the flashbacks will bring all the memories and you will be able to say exactly what I have said. After Hakimul Ummah rahimahullah ta'ala departed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Dr. Sahib the ability to remember everything that Hakimul Ummah had said. And Mufti Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala made this comment that the number of statements that he knows, nobody else knows. He used to say, Dr. Abdullah Yarifi rahimahullah ta'ala, that when we are invited by somebody, after eating the food, what do we say? Alhamdulillahilladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. And thereafter we say, Allahumma at'im man at'amani waski man saqani. Aftara indakumus sa'imun wa akala ta'amakumul abrar wa sallat alaykumul malaika. My friends, try to learn as many masnoon supplications as possible. It will bring a lot of barakah in your life. And it will make your suluk easy. It will make your reaching Allah easy. There is a lot of barakah in the masnoon prayers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Dr. Sahib says that when we are reading Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana, we are praising Allah for the food. But is that the only ni'mat? He says, no, this is not the only ni'mat. This is not the only favor. This is not the only favor. He used to say that if there is no appetite, how can you eat this food? So he said, food is one ni'mat, appetite is another favor. Number three, the appetite is there, but there is something wrong with the stomach. Condition of diarrhea, we will not be able to eat. Ni'mat number three. Number four, the stomach is okay, but there is something wrong with the throat. He said, the throat is okay as well. Number five, there is nothing wrong with the stomach or the throat, but there is something wrong with the tongue, the mouth, full of ulcers. He said, the mouth is well as well. In one ni'mat, how many ni'mats? So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us so many favors, I am concluding now. If He has bestowed upon us so many favors, do we not owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything? If He behaves with us with so much kindness, we don't wake up for Fajr Salah. No Fajr. But we wake up healthy. We wake up healthy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with breakfast. Majority of the Muslims throughout the world do not perform Fajr Salah. But they are all provided with breakfast by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in poor countries, according to their status, they will get breakfast. A cup of tea, maybe half a leftover chapati from the night, but they will get breakfast. No Zohar, but Allah gives us lunch. No Asr, but Allah gives us tea. No Maghrib, Allah gives us supper. No Isha, we are able to sleep peacefully. So kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Iman. And despite Him granting us Iman, and despite our disobedience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not disclose our sins and our filth to anybody. What a great favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that if you don't perform Fajr, there will be a dark spot on your forehead so everybody will know. No, nobody finds out. And what a great favor. 30 years, 40 years, 50 years of sinful life. And sincerely say, oh Allah, no more. I am repenting. All sins forgiven. All sins forgiven. Countless favors. If he is showering us with favors, 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 that we realize, favors we don't realize, we also have some obligation. And that obligation is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful to me, I will increase you in your favors. I will grant you more and more, more and more. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ. And if you are ungrateful to me, then sooner or later, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. My punishment will come to you sooner or later. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Those people who disobey us, those people who reject us, those people who do not accept our commands, and despite their not accepting our commands, if we do not punish them, they should not think that this is very nice for us. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. We grant them respite so that they can become bigger culprits. So we can punish them more. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For them is disgraceful punishment. We need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. غَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَاتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a town, a people in a town. كَانَتْ آمِنَةً. The people were in peace. مُطْمَئِنَّةً. Content. يَاتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Food used to come to them from all four directions. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. But they became ungrateful despite the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon them punishment of fear and punishment of hunger. Recession, 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 recession. This is amber light, my friends. Amber light. That if you are not careful, if you do not turn to me, then my punishment is coming. Recession. This is punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shortage of food. Thirty years ago, there was no fear in this country. Now people experience fear from certain sectors of the community. This fear is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are not careful, if we do not make a U-turn, and if we don't make tawbah, and if we are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors, then these punishments are coming, my friends. In this world and also at the time of death and in the hereafter. And what is the best way of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Carrying out all His commands. Staying away from all the don'ts and carrying out all the do's. Staying away from all the don'ts. Drugs, don't. Adultery, fornication, don't. Alcohol, don't. Film, don't. Music, don't. Hurting parents, don't. Oppression, don't. Cheating, don't. Lying, don't. Don't. Stay away from all the don'ts. And carry out all the do's. Salat, do. Zakat, do. Hajj, do. Sawm, do. Carry out all the do's and stay away from all the don'ts. This is the best way of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a very big hurdle in carrying out all the don'ts, all the do's and staying away from all the don'ts. And that is ghaflat and kasawat of the heart. Ghaflat, when the heart is ghafil, the heart will not be able to carry out the do's and stay away from the don'ts. When the heart is hard, it's ghafil, the heart is hard, or it has the veil of ghafla, it will not be able to do good. It will not be able to stay away from evil. So what we need to do is to remove this hurdle. And how can we remove this hurdle? By doing three things. Number one, by staying and sitting in the company of and associating with those people whose hearts are not engulfed with the veil of ghafla, whose hearts are zakir, the ahlullah, the pious people. Number two, by constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart will become zakir if we constantly remember Allah with the tongue. On a daily basis, read Masnoon supplications. Masnoon supplications. Fixed portions of zikr. 100 times first kalima, 100 times third kalima, 100 times istighfar, 100 times durood sharif, salat ala nabi, whatever you are able to. And while walking, while sitting, while getting up, while lying down, try to remember Allah with the tongue and with the heart and mind that my Allah is watching me with lots of love, lots of affection. By associating yourself with somebody whose heart is zakir and take lessons from him so that your heart also becomes zakir. So number one, good company. Number two, zikrullah. And number three, fikr of the akhirah. One who continually remembers death and all the stations after death. Death, qabr, hashr, hisab, pulsirat. His heart will become soft. His heart will not remain ghafil. If we do these three things, then our heart will become zakir. And if our heart becomes zakir, that hurdle is gone. We will be able to carry out all the do's. We will be able to abstain from all the don'ts. And once we are able to do that, we are truly being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will safeguard ourselves from the punishment in this world, punishment at the time of death, punishment in the grave, punishment on the day of qiyamah, punishment on the pulsirat, punishment in jahannam, and Allah will grant us safety and entry into Jannah forever and ever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this endeavor of Al Farooq Academy, and may it continue. May it continue to provide services to the community in Birmingham and throughout the UK, throughout Europe, throughout the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everybody's coming here, and may He grant us the tawfiq to follow whatever we have said, whatever we have heard. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to strive towards this goal of making our heart zakir. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.